Well, the Detroit Auto Show is open to the public this week. Last week, auto analysts got their first peek, and many were impressed by the showing of General Motors. There are some words you have not seen together very often, impressed and General Motors. Paul Eisenstein, publisher of thecarconnection.com, is one of those who got the advance look. And Paul, what is GM doing better?
Well, it's interesting. Last year when I went there, the big question for all the GM execs was bankruptcy. This year, the word was turnaround, and it started with the very first news conference when we got a look at what a jury of 49 North American auto writers had to say about the best car and truck of the year. And I am, by the way, one of those jurors. We voted the Chevy Silverado as the number one truck. No surprise. What was a big surprise was the choice of the Saturn Aura as the best car, beating out even the redesigned Toyota Camry. In the midsize segment, that's unheard of. GM hasn't been a player in there for 20 years.
And this news could not come at a better time, since GM is in the process of being overtaken by Toyota as the world's biggest automaker.
Well, that's what a lot of people think will happen in 2008, at least with the numbers that Toyota is projecting for sales. They could pass GM, though a resurgent GM may surprise people. Their CEO, Rick Wagoner, was saying, don't count us out. And in part, they could regain some of their momentum, not just from the United States, but also from China, where it's very interesting to note that they sold more Buicks last year than they sold in the United States.
Hmm. Did you get a chance to sit down at this Saturn and drive it around?
Yeah, I've already driven that car, and it is a remarkably good midsize sedan.
So you're sitting in that Saturn. There's a steering wheel, there's a chair, there's a radio, there's a windshield. What about that makes you feel just very happy to be in that seat?
I think it's just the way that the whole car comes together and feels more expensive than it actually is. Typically, you sat in the GM product and you went, boy, this is cheap. And now you're saying, wow, they've really spent some money. By the way, Steve, if you get a chance, take a look at the Malibu, which was a very basic, bland car that seemed almost predestined to go into the rental fleets, which is sort of the equivalent of movies going direct to DVD. But the new car, you would think it was significantly more expensive. Beautiful exterior, but even better interior, which is one of the most important things that GM is now focusing on.
Okay, so America's biggest automaker for the moment had a recovery of sorts at the Detroit Auto Show, is having a recovery at the Detroit Auto Show. Is it going to be enough to improve its sales, though?
The big problem with GM is getting the improvements that they're making in their product into the hearts and minds and then reaching into the pocketbooks of American consumers. And that's going to be the big challenge. You go out to the East or West Coast, it's hard to find a domestic passenger car. Sure, you see some of the big trucks and the SUVs, but people just have forgotten about Detroit's sedans and coupes and even their sports cars, with the rare exception of maybe the Corvette. They really have to reach out and get people to believe that these changes are for real. Now, they've got momentum behind it. Not only are they getting some validation from votes like Car of the Year Award, but they're also showing up very, very high up in some of the latest quality surveys. And in many cases, the GM divisions are outscoring by a wide margin Toyota in the quality reports. In fact, what's intriguing is that Toyota last year recalled more cars than it actually sold in North America, and they are having some real serious quality problems. But perception and reality are a big difference, and it takes a long time to change perceptions.
Paul Eisenstein of thecarconnection.com. Good to talk with you again.
Good to talk with you, Steve.